The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Good morning. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover, here for another episode of Share the Health. And this week, I'm here with my lovely and talented co-host, Ariana Barrett, once again. And we last week discussed toxins, environmental toxins that were chemical in nature. And we're going to kind of piggyback on that this week in the first segment and discuss the effects that electromagnetic radiation can have on each and every one of us. It comes in many, many different forms. It's all, to some extent, toxic to us, and certain people have much more violent reactions than others. Ariana, why don't you talk a little bit about your experience with things like Wi-Fi and cell phones?
Great. Thank you. Good morning. Yes, let's talk about Wi-Fi and electromagnetic radiation. It's everywhere, and we can't see it. Personally, I am sensitive to a lot of that stuff. So I actually had lived next to a cell phone tower, not realizing it, at a fire station. And, it felt like a vacuum sucking my head. It very much affects my nervous system and a lot of other people, and they don't realize it. And there are a lot of things we can do to eliminate a lot of that electromagnetic radiation in our lives. So we rely a lot on computers and cell phones. And those are things that we don't have to have on our bodies all the time. And when we're sleeping at night, we don't have to have our cell phone by our bed. We can turn our Wi-Fi off. You can turn the router off. That will reduce the electromagnetic pollution in the air. We are electromagnetic fields. If you're not driving right now, you can put your arms out and wave them up and down. And that is the size of your aura or electromagnetic field. And so our bodies are sending out energy and electricity. So if there's an issue with your brain or your heart, you go to the doctor for an EEG or an EKG, and they measure the electricity or energy running through your body. No energy, flatline. So we are huge electromagnetic fields, and our hearts have an incredible electromagnetic field. And the chakras, so there are seven primary chakras in the body. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit. So they're energy wheels. And so the heart chakra actually governs all the chakras, and it connects the lower three with the upper three. So when you're out running and you put your cell phone in your sports bra, you're affecting the electromagnetic field of your body and of your heart in a really big way. And I love to run and I love to exercise. I actually coach cross country at a private school here, and we were going to one of our meets, and just to see the kids are all on their iPads, and to see the girls put their cell phones in their sports bras. No, please don't do that. And also for the men putting their cell phones in their pockets. It's affecting your body in a huge way. The cell phones are constantly sending out signal to those towers. They're trying to connect and connect to that signal. So
they search frequently.
They search. They're constantly searching. So make sure to disconnect from a lot of those technological devices. And also, I know a lot of you have probably been to a restaurant and you'll see a couple eating dinner and they're actually just looking at their phones the whole time. They're not interacting at all. So while technology is great, it's amazing. It really is. 30 years ago, if someone said you could talk to someone in Russia, you know, over your computer, they'd say you're crazy. Actually, I remember going on that ride in Epcot in Florida in that big, it looks like a golf ball, and going through, I think it's a history of time. And you got to one part and it was this little girl looking into a screen and talking to another little girl in Japan. And it seemed so sci-fi. It seemed so far out there. I think this was in the early 90s or late 80s that I was on this ride. And that happens today on your phone. On your phone, you can do that. So technology is amazing. But we also have to be aware of what we're doing. And so electromagnetic radiation and frequency is something that a lot of people are not aware of. And it's a huge thing. And I've talked to a lot of scientists about it. And that's kind of the next big thing of awareness. Chemicals is definitely something that more people are becoming aware of, but it's this electromagnetic radiation that is the next thing, because we are just so inundated. We are just so inundated by it.
Cell phones have been a huge problem. They actually, first they got really small, now then they got bigger, now they're getting smaller again.
They're computers. They're little computers in your hand.
And you hold them next to your head more often than not, or you connect with a Bluetooth device that also carries the electromagnetic radiation right next to your brain. And I'm sure most people are familiar with all the controversy surrounding the increased number of brain tumors associated with cell phone usage. They actually have lists of different models of phones that are more likely to give you radiation to your brain. And there's a very famous case recently of a rock and roll star whose name escapes me at the moment, but he developed a parotid gland tumor from being on the cell phone too much. The parotid gland is one of your salivary glands right in front of your ear. And I believe he had to have it completely removed and a portion of the musculature around his jaw because of excessive cell phone use. So how many times have you seen people tuck a cell phone in their shirt pocket right next to their heart? Or I carried mine for years in my left pocket and ended up with a significant left hip problem that led to a surgery. So I apologize for interrupting.
No, not at all. No, I mean, I could talk about this forever because it does have a big impact on me. I'm sensitive to that energy. And the other thing, too, is where they put cell phone towers now, schools, churches, and fire departments, which seems really crazy. Actually, some churches will have a cell phone tower inside their steeple. So if you're going to church on Sunday morning and you're praying and all of a sudden your head is buzzing, it may not be the Holy Spirit. It might be a cell phone tower.
I did not know they were using churches,
schools, and fire departments. And it's because those are places where there is a dense population. So I actually had done some research because where I was living, I looked out the window, not realizing there was a cell phone tower right there at the fire station. I could see the fire station from my apartment. And I was just getting so sick. I had headaches. It felt like a vacuum sucking my brain. It affects the fascia, so the connective tissue. So my digestive and my brain was hurting a lot. I was dropping things. I was forgetful. My reaction time was slower. So I actually did some research quickly. And I found that there were a number of fire chiefs who had complained because the firefighters who would stay over at the firehouses were having a lot of physical ailments and symptoms. And when I was reading it, it was exactly the things I had experienced. And think about it. Who are the people who need to have the fastest reaction time? Firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
So after looking at this research, which was about 10 years old, I tried to contact some of those fire chiefs and their contact information was in these articles and you couldn't connect with them. So the cell phone companies and creating the cell phone towers, it's a big thing. And of course they don't want them not to be in certain towns, but maybe they should be in different locations. And so what can we do about it? I do know someone, a nutritionist in town, and she made sure that another cell phone tower did not go up in her town. And I really commend her for that. So we can voice our opinions. We can make sure not to live near those towers. We can also take Epsom salt baths to help get rid of a lot of those toxins. And we can also use, there's a crystal that I like to use called selenite, S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E, which actually will disperse energy. So it's great to have one by your computer at home or in other locations to disperse the energy and kind of balance that frequency.
Well, we know that microwave radiation is harmful, and that's what cell towers are, is microwave communications.
Yeah, and one of the great scientists whose work I really admire is Dr. Masaru Emoto. He's a Japanese scientist, and one of his books is called The Hidden Messages in Water. And he did some experiments. He took water, and he said some high vibrational things like, I love you, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, froze it, took a picture with a dark field microscope. Beautiful crystals formed in this water. He took the same type of water and he said negative, lower vibrational things like, I hate you, you're ugly, you fool, froze it, took a picture of the dark field microscope, couldn't even form crystals. So, it's like, okay, well, great, that's water, it doesn't matter. Our bodies are 70% water. So the things that we say, the things that we do, the vibrations we allow in to our bodies and our electromagnetic fields affect us on a physical level. He also did some experiments in the book. He has photos of it, of taking water and exposing it to microwave and then taking water and exposing it to cell phone emission. And the water's ugly. It cannot create those beautiful crystals.
Well, we are water. And
we are.
When you talk about radiation, you also have to remember that Wi-Fi is radiation and all these schools have a Wi-Fi hub or router in every classroom so that you can carry your laptop from class to class, whether it's a high school or a college. And I know that there have been a lot of studies showing the effects that this has on these kids.
It's not necessary.
They can't concentrate.
Yeah, they can't concentrate. I mean, it affects your nervous system. I mentioned in the last radio show that our nervous system is the first system in the body that picks up on energy and frequency. So it affects it. And it does. It causes headaches. It makes people feel anxious and they don't even realize it. So I put this out there. Try this experiment. Shut your Wi-Fi off at night. See if you feel a difference when you're sleeping, because we have biorhythms, circadian rhythms, and it's being disrupted. And people don't understand that. And when you start to remove certain things from your lifestyle, then you're more aware of it. But when we're constantly bombarded by things, sometimes we don't realize where that headache's coming from or why we feel off. I actually have a cousin who ended up moving into an apartment and sharing an apartment with someone, and the person in the apartment didn't want her to use any chemicals. And she was on board with it. She loves to clean. It's very physical and cathartic for her, but she loves to clean. But so she agreed to not use any chemicals. After a few weeks, she told me, "I can't believe how clear my head is." She had no idea that the chemicals were affecting her in such a big way until they were removed. So I put that out there, a little challenge. Shut your Wi-Fi off at night. Shut your router off. Don't have your cell phones by your bed. Put them in the kitchen. Just remove yourself from a lot of the electromagnetic energy. Go sit in a field somewhere and just kind of get grounded to the earth.
Absolutely. And you had reminded me earlier, we should have listeners can contact me at the sharethehealthradio@gmail.com if you know the answer to who is the rock and roll person who developed the parotid tumor, because I can't recall right now. So many different forms of radiation can affect you, and even light is a form of electromagnetic radiation. We know that if you leave your lights on in the bedroom, your body doesn't produce as much melatonin, so you don't sleep well. I would think that that carries over to the other forms, like the cell phone being on in the bedroom, or even the LED display on the alarm clock, anything, a Wi-Fi, a router. So most people tell me that part of when I'm coaching dieters or treating patients at the office, that their sleep patterns have become horrible over the past few years. And I know that at least a significant portion of that is because of all the EMR to which they are exposed.
Absolutely. And don't have a TV in your bedroom. Really, allow your bedroom to be sacred space. Don't have all that interference. That's what it is. It's interference. And I'm sensitive to energy, so to me, it feels like a lot of interference coming through. Give your body some time to rest. And as you mentioned, light is very important, getting light for the body, especially into the eyes. And going and spending time out in the sun, you really need to connect to that energy as well. And at home, you can. There are different types of lights you can purchase. Some are full spectrum. And so it's actually similar to receiving the sun's energy. I believe it's 6 hours in front of a full spectrum light is equivalent to half an hour in front of the sun.
That's awesome. So we would know not to, for example, take a nap on top of the microwave while you're frosting the
get rid of your microwave. You don't need it. Just heat the water. That's funny. My mom, too, she would always make tea in the microwave. And I said, "Mom, why don't you just heat it on the stove? Because the tea bag will actually steep better, and it's better for you because the microwaves are actually affecting the composition of the water." And she actually switched to it, and she loves it now, you know, because she always thought the microwave's easier. It takes just as much time to just put a pot of water on the stove.
So as we wrap up this segment, if you have any questions or feel that different forms of electromagnetic radiation might be affecting you, you can email sharethehealthradio@gmail.com or call the office at 978-688-5887. And we can hopefully refer you to some resources. Earlier, we were discussing the difference between using a Bluetooth device versus plug-in earbuds.
Yes.
And the only safe one, from what I understand, is the one that's actually a hollow tube of air, kind of like the old headphones you used to use on the airplanes.
Yes.
So even the wire in the earbud headphones can transmit the radiation.
But it's better than doing the Bluetooth, because the Bluetooth is sending out signal at your ear, right at your brain, and also sending it out at the level of the phone if it's on your waist or somewhere else.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely do the plug-in headset, even if it's not the hollow tube, as opposed to the Bluetooth.
All right. Very good. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel. We'll be back after this break. Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978-688-5877 or visit idealhealth.com. ICW. BostonHomeHealthAids.com.
If you or a loved one need nursing care or medical assistance, Boston Home Health Aids LLC can provide it with skilled nursing professionals, therapists, and healthcare workers in the comfort of your own home. Boston Home Health Aids will assess your needs, then customize a plan to meet them. Boston Home Health Aids, providing home care services throughout the North Shore. Call them at 617-264-0200 or visit bhhaid.com. Boston Home Health Aids, bringing global healthcare expertise to your home. Comprehensive home care. That's what Boston Home Health Aids LLC can provide you or a loved one. Their highly skilled staff of RNs, LPNs, health aides, and therapists offer a full range of services to clients throughout the North Shore, including physical therapy, med supervision, and overall care management. For more information, call Boston Home Health Aids at 617-264-0200 or visit bhhaid.com. Boston Home Health Aids, bringing global healthcare expertise to your home.
Welcome back to Share the Health Radio. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover and my guest host, Ariana Barrett. For the second half of today's show, we thought that we would focus on exercise.
Yay!
And yes.
I love to exercise.
There's a treadmill right here in the studio.
I'm on the treadmill right now, actually.
Uh-huh. Well, as we have mentioned many times on the show, I coach dieters, having successfully lost about 75 pounds myself, utilizing a ketogenic diet. And one of the things that kind of is interesting to people is that when you're trying to lose weight, you're better off changing the food that you eat rather than trying to do excessive amounts of cardiovascular exercise. Because when you do cardiovascular, for example, high rate of speed on a treadmill for a prolonged 20, 40 minutes, your body will actually require glycogen, which is the enemy when you're trying to burn fat. And therefore, you're better off doing resistance training and a minimal amount of cardio, perhaps just a leisurely walk, if your goal is to get your body fat percentage down lower, which is typically people's goal. You don't want to increase the amount of stored fat. Now, you are a runner.
I am a runner. But I know that's aerobic exercise. But I also do anaerobic exercise. I make sure to do resistance training with weights. And that's really important because as you do that, you break down the muscle fibers and then they build up stronger every time. Mm-hmm. And then you have more muscle and your metabolism is much higher. And so you're burning fat while doing nothing. And it also feels great and it gives you definition. But I do love running. And it's funny. It actually allows me to process emotions. Running is quite meditative for me. And I feel like whenever you're kind of in motion, if I've driven cross country a number of times by myself, your mind is focusing on one thing, so it allows you to go into meditative space the way mantras allow you to do that as well. So for me, running, it's funny, I actually process emotions as well, which is also very important when you're talking about weight loss, because if we're not dealing and processing with the emotions that we're holding inside, it can be difficult to lose that weight. Weight can be a form of protection, a form of physical protection for us. So the emotional component is important. So make sure to find something that you love to do and somehow that there's movement involved with it, because I really feel when the physical body is moving, so is the emotional body.
Well, part of your diagnosis, though, is that you're wicked slender and you don't need to purge body fat like a lot of people do.
No, I also eat very clean, which mm-hmm. is also part of it.
Right. So the typical person, however, who walks into the office, especially if they're here for the diet protocol, will be carrying anywhere from 35 to 45 or more percent body fat. And once again, in order to lose that, we've all seen the people, excuse me, at the gym who are on the treadmill for a half hour, 45 minutes and really not accomplishing much of anything, because what that does, it makes you very, very hungry. And then you go to the smoothie bar and have a fruit smoothie with a little bit of protein in it and kind of defeat the purpose of everything you just did. So once someone gets down to a healthful or healthy level of stored body fat, then cardio becomes a wonderful part of your exercise regimen. And I think the thing that we wanted to convey is that everybody should have some level, some form of exercise and movement that happens on a regular basis. Otherwise, what did I say on Mercola's newsletter, that a good indicator of how much longer you're going to live is your ability to get down onto the floor and then back up, how quickly you do it. If it takes you forever, if you make like a 36-point turn in order to get back up off the mat, chances are you don't have decades left. I don't know if you ever heard that or if...
No, but I'm envisioning making you do push-ups right now, so...
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I can't coach you like the kids.
Tony said it makes too much noise on the table.
Oh,
the
okay. Tony will get you out of this one. All right, later.
So there is a form of cardio that is extremely beneficial as far as strengthening and creating a lot of human growth hormone. And some of your, like for men, you know, creating a lot of testosterone as well. And for women, other estrogen, progesterone is a high-intensity interval training. And that's where I would typically recommend an elliptical machine because you're moving all four limbs. And you do about 2 minutes at a moderate speed, let's say 4 or 5 miles per hour. And then when the clock says 2:00, you do a 30-second sprint. You go as hard as you can, just as fast as you can. And then after that 30-second sprint, you do 90 seconds of recovery. So then when the clock says 4:00, you do another 30-second sprint. And when you start this, by the way, this should only be done about twice a week, maybe Tuesday, Friday, Wednesday, Saturday, so it's separated by a couple of days. You're putting your body into some pretty severe oxygen deficit and increasing the way that your blood delivers oxygen to your tissues and increasing your cardiovascular fitness. A good measure of how fit you are from a cardiovascular perspective is when you start to do an exercise. If your heart rate rapidly shoots up, and then when you stop the exercise, takes a very long time to come back down to your pre-exercise beats per minute, then you're not in great shape. When you're in very good cardiovascular shape, the heart rate increases slowly, and then as soon as you stop the exercise, it rapidly returns to normal.
This is the one time where stress is actually good. When you stress the body out like that, I rotate. So I'll go running and then the next day I'll do a DVD. It's a Jillian Michaels DVD. You can get it anywhere. So I just want to mention, you don't have to join a gym. You can do this at the comfort of your own home, you know, so no one's watching you. But I just do this DVD and it's 25 minutes and it's intense. And she starts with anaerobic and then you do some aerobic and then you do some abdominal. And it's 3 cycles and it's so intense, these 25 minutes, but that's it. You don't have to spend 2 hours at the gym. And in doing that, it's a fantastic workout. It pushes your body and you can take it to the next level. You can add different amounts of weight. But the other component is that then you're building muscle. So you're actually burning fat when you're sitting watching TV or whatever else you're doing.
Right. The more muscle you build, then you increase what's called your BMR, your basal metabolic rate. And that's how many calories you just burn at rest. So you want that number to be high, and that's part of the goal of this ketogenic diet program that I supervise is initially just purging fat and maintaining muscle mass, but with the goal toward the end when we reintroduce carbohydrates and you have the glycogen again to increase your cardiovascular fitness as well as to increase your muscle mass.
I also find that when you exercise, you're much more in tune with what your body needs and you feel good and you want to move more. So when we're not athletic and when we're overweight and we're eating a lot, it's kind of like we lose that way to gauge what's going on. So if you just start moving and then start changing your diet a little bit, step by step, it doesn't have to be a huge leap, but step by step, you'll start to tune in a little bit more. And then you'll realize after that run or after the weightlifting that you're going to crave different foods. It's really fascinating because I've seen that happen with myself. When I live in cold places, you tend to want to bulk up a little bit, you know, bulk up for winter and eat a little bit heavier. And I feel a little more disconnected that when it's warm out and I'm out running or I'm out doing other types of exercise, I eat differently and I'm much more in tune with my body. So just those small steps actually really help in that pathway to health and weight loss.
Right at the front of the treadmill, I typically dangle a Twinkie or a Ding Dong.
Not a carrot?
No.
Come on,
carrot.
Doctor, not
and,
a carrot?
And there's a special hat that I wear that has a cup holder on each side, and it's got a Heineken.
I was going to say, is it a beer hat?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that makes the trip. But in all seriousness, carbs make you hungry for more carbs.
Yes.
They used to just say, don't eat Chinese food, you'll be hungry in an hour.
It breaks down the sugar.
Yeah, you spike your blood sugar. Insulin goes up. As the blood sugar comes down, you're hungry again. So you order a second poo-poo platter. And,
exactly.
It's just not healthy food.
Protein is so important. And I know you emphasize this with your dieters. Protein is so important. And protein is composed of amino acids, which those are the building blocks. We need those in our body. We need that for our muscle. We need that for enzymes. We need that for pretty much every pathway in our system.
Well, the food pyramid diet has really hurt a lot of people. I mean, look at the health of our country. And on the food pyramid diet, by the way, there was zero scientific input that went into the formation of the food pyramid. It was all lobbyists looking to sell their corn.
And agriculture companies, of course.
Yes,
of course.
Exactly. So the number of calories, 2,200, is not unreasonable if you're exercising, but I believe it's 55% carbs, 25% fat, and 20% protein. And that has enabled most people to at least maintain some lean mass because they got the amount of protein correct. But when you layer on all of the carbs and the fat combined, you know, the Ben and Jerry's, the yogurts and all this stuff, we are very slender, muscular people who are wearing 30 or 40 coats of fat over the muscles but under our skin.
Exactly.
And it's very unhelpful. I mean, that's when you increase your risk for many, many different problems, not the least of which are type 2 diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, all the goodies.
And also be aware of the types of food you eat. Every now and then I suggest doing an elimination type diet where you remove things like corn or dairy, sugar for sure, caffeine, different things. Because then when you reintroduce them a few weeks later, you notice how your body is affected by them. Where when you have a number of things at once kind of attacking your body's responding to, you don't notice it. And for me, it was gluten. I needed to remove gluten from my diet. And it's such a difference in my life. Because if you're eating foods that irritate you, it creates inflammation in the body. And if you have inflammation in the digestive tract, you're not going to be able to absorb and break down and process foods as best as you can.
Well, tomorrow's Easter Sunday, so what did you give up for Lent this year? I, personally, last year I gave up domestic beer so I could only drink imports, and this year I gave up guilt. Lent.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's nice.
It really helped me a lot to sleep at night. But, you know, the purpose of doing something like that, withholding something from yourself, should be more health-focused. And as we've mentioned in several of our episodes, how bad things like corn and other really starchy vegetables are for soy.
A lot of genetically modified with the corn and the soy, for sure. Dairy, they're allowed to put aspartame in dairy now and not label it. Aspartame, saccharin, NutraSweet. These are things that are not good for us. And it's funny that some companies are starting to catch on. I believe it's Yoplait yogurt that now says no aspartame in the yogurt.
Right.
And so people they're catching on, and companies are catching on. Yeah, the high fructose corn syrup, not good for you. There are a lot of things that are not good for us.
Well, it takes a while to find out after something is put into the food supply what the negative effects are, and we know that you know, a lot of people are being mistakenly diagnosed with things like MS when in fact they have NutraSweet toxicity.
Oh, absolutely.
And young girls now are starting their menstrual cycles in like second grade because of all the growth hormone in the milk and in the beef.
So try to eat as clean as you can. Try to eat organic, non-GMO, and try an elimination diet where you start to remove a number of things from your diet and then slowly, after a few weeks, reintroduce them and see how you feel. Because again, if your digestive tract's inflamed, you're not going to be able to break down and absorb the nutrients in your food. And it's an inflamed body will create a lot of symptoms.
My colleague in the office went to a seminar this past weekend, and the speaker spoke almost exclusively on gut health and dysbiosis, and how you can develop a leaky gut syndrome from having imbalance in your the good bacteria, the good guys.
Absolutely. Probiotics are so important, as are digestive enzymes, and there's a huge gut-brain connection. Our brain and our guts are so connected. So if your gut is not functioning well, it is affecting your brain.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And your emotions.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm told that we're almost out of time, so I want to thank you once again, Ariana, for being the guest hostess with the mostest.
Always wonderful to be here.
And if you have questions or any kinds of issues that you wanted to discuss, my email is sharethehealthradio@gmail.com. Or once again, you can call the office, Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover, 978-688-5877.
Contact me, area code 928-451-2561, or check me out on Facebook. Ariana is with one N, and Barrett is B-A-H, as in happy, R-E-T.
Well, thank you once again for listening to Share the Health Radio here on North Shore 104.9 WBOQ. We will be back next week with another action-packed episode.
Our show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.